This the old player shaking. Boom, boom, that ass clapping on his dick all night. He in Jamaica moving bricks all white. Soon as I see him, I'ma fuck him on sight. Kill him with the wine. The pretty is fierce. Card not decline. Me shotgun and I'm carried with the nine.
Hey, hey. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Javon Joseph, The Truth Behind It All, where we talk about any and everything. Nothing is off limits. I miss you guys so much. This is actually the official kickoff to our season three. This is episode one of season three, Javon Joseph, The Truth Behind It All. Welcome, welcome. And today we're going to get into some things, okay? We got some things to discuss. I really haven't podcasted probably most of this year. It's been quite some time. So I'm going to get into some things, let you guys know about my living situation, pretty much a life recap, new music, new movies, hot topics, so things like that. I do have my second book that's now been released for about 2 months now. So we'll get into that and so forth. So, woo! Only thing is I don't have my sound effects today. So y'all, like, bear with me because I don't have the sound effects and whatnot. But thank you guys for tuning in. You guys know how much I appreciate and adore my fans. So, hey, Team Cream, shout out to y'all. I do just want to talk because I haven't even done a podcast for a while. So for those who don't know, your boy has recently moved to Las Vegas, Nevada, and I am no longer living in California. I left Fresno, California in August of 2022, and I went to Vegas, and I've been there now for 2 months. And I gotta say, Vegas looks amazing on me. I love Las Vegas. I love the everything there, honestly. It's always something going on. It's always something to do. It's always, you know, it's mad chill, but, like, obviously, like I said, it's always something to do. So plus my mom lives out there, so that's been nice. You guys are probably wondering, well, if you live in Vegas, then what's going on with your daughter in that situation? So realistically, we do have court going, coming up in November. I filed paperwork to get us back on track and these supervised visits and get going and rolling how we used to be, because we've done a year of these supervised visits at this point, and it's exhausting. So yeah, I do have court coming up for that, and that I really am excited about. My mother is actually going to be a part of that court case as well. So she'll be able to speak to the judge, and it will no longer be just my word to the judge, but I'll actually have my mother's as well. So fingers crossed. I definitely will keep you guys updated as the time gets closer. I do want to stay more up to par on my podcast and up to date. So yeah, that is that situation. So your boy is now living in Vegas. My dogs have a backyard. It's beautiful. I plan on getting my visitation and my custody rights and all of that back with my daughter. And the most devastating thing that has happened in the most recent of months is probably my fucking Twitter being deleted, you guys. Twitter has a thing against Daddy Cream, and they do not fuck with me. So my first Twitter was deleted maybe back in like June. This is my Twitter, you guys, since I've had, probably some of you guys met me on Twitter like years ago. I've had that Twitter since 2009. I changed my picture, and I guess my profile picture was a little bit too explicit, so they deleted my account. I then created another account. I had some nice collabs over the summertime. So I needed to promote them on Twitter for my OnlyFans. And then I woke up. This is maybe like 1 or 2 weeks after I moved to Vegas. And on my new Twitter, I already had gained a whole nother 20,000 followers in like a month or two. So I was like, okay, this isn't bad. Yeah, Twitter deleted that account as well. I don't know why they deleted that one. They said that I had videos and pictures of people without their permission on Twitter, which is a lie because I'm not that type. And any videos or pictures that I have with somebody, it was obviously approved. So they got me, and it's honestly been a big hit to my bank account because I'm unable to promote, you know, my OnlyFans and so forth like I want to. So that has been quite the bummer for me. I know my fans, that's a way, probably our best way that we were able to connect and always communicate. And I, you know, say my good morning world, text messages and so forth. And I do miss it a lot, a lot. I miss you guys. I miss communicating with my fans. But I am such a firm believer in everything happens for a reason. So I have continued to try and make Twitter accounts, new emails, new phone numbers, and so forth. But Twitter somehow, some way, seems to always know that it's me. So I'm not even too sure if I'll ever even have a Twitter again because it's just kind of exhausting and the whole trying to gain your followers back and so forth. So just know that you can always find me on Instagram at JavonJoseph__. You can go to my OnlyFans, which is onlyfans.com/daddycream. And just know that I didn't just leave you guys, okay? It's something out of my control, and I miss you guys just as much as you miss me on there. So it is what it is. As I mentioned, it is October. I don't even think I mentioned that. But today's date is October the 10th. Shout out to all my Libras in the motherfucking building. It's Libra season, and you guys, I went to visit Halloween Town from the actual Disney movie Halloween Town. This past weekend, I went to go in St. Helens, Oregon. There is this place called Halloween Town where they actually filmed the movies, and it was such a fun experience. It took me back to my childhood, and I was real life living in my childhood memories. And it was so cool to see, you know, the city hall and to see the pumpkin and to see the taxi with the skeleton, like classic. So I don't know if anyone's in the Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon vicinity, but I was staying in Seattle and I drove about 2.5 hours down to St. Helens, Oregon for this. And honestly, you guys, for the most part, it's free. You only really have to pay if you want to participate in, you know, some attractions and so forth. My personal discretion would be not to pay for the extra attractions. Just kind of go for the free props and the free stuff, because we paid $30 and it gave us entry. And she promoted it. She was like, oh, it's $30. You get a train ride up into the mountains, and then you go around this enchanted forest or whatever. And then she was like, you also get access to the haunted house. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, that sounds exciting. And, you know, I was like, okay, well, are these things fun? She's like, yeah, I've heard it's pretty fun. I just don't think it was worth it, being a grown man with no, like, I didn't have my daughter with me, so I had no kids. And the train ride was literally like 100 yards. They dropped us off in some random mountainous area, and then we had to walk, like hike basically, and I wouldn't have paid for that. And then the haunted house, it was corny. So, but other than that, you can, you know, go out there. They have food vendors, they have games. It was a good time. I would highly recommend. It's also football season now. Shout out to all my football fans. Y'all know that I am big on football, so I'm super excited that it's football season. My team is doing okay. We are about 50-50 right now, so I'm not mad. What I am excited about is my NFL Fantasy League, because my NFL Fantasy League is killing the game. And I'm actually winning. I'm having fun with it. And it's fun. If I win at the end of the season, I get some coins, so that's always nice. What else is on my list? Hocus Pocus, you guys. Have you guys seen the new Hocus Pocus 2 movie? It came out on Disney Plus September the 30th, and I've honestly watched it twice already. I loved it. I thought it was good. I thought it was great. The way they were able to bring back the old characters, but also it was kind of like a foreshadow for maybe what's to come with the new characters. And I thought that was very unique. And I thought it was cool basically how the original cast is kind of like, excuse me, the original cast is kind of like, okay, yeah, we're, it was like a goodbye to them, but it wasn't like a bad goodbye. So if you haven't gotten the chance to watch Hocus Pocus 2, it is on Disney Plus, and I would highly recommend that if you are a Hocus Pocus fan. Let's see. Dating. Oh my gosh, this is a good one. I feel like over the summer, I was a hot boy summer. It was a hot motherfucking boy summer. I feel like I was definitely dating, and it did not work with any of those boys. It's probably like two or three boys that I was just casually dating. Nothing serious, so let me clear that up. It wasn't nothing crazy, nothing serious. But I am currently dating at this time. I've been dating about this particular person for about 6-7 weeks now. But that's all that it is. This isn't anything serious. We've given ourselves a 6-month time frame to just kind of get to know each other, be friends, and really, you know, understand each other, what we like, what we don't like, and so forth. So there's no pressure on us. There's no titles. There's no labels. We're really just enjoying our time. I'm still single, even though I am, you know, dating this guy. When you're dating, you're open. So, but I am very interested in him, and he does radio, and that's exciting because, you know, he gets the whole entertainment thing. So that's where I am with my dating life. Nothing too crazy, but just know that I'm over here having a grand old time, and expectations lead to disappointment. So there's no expectations. There's things that would need to be challenged and things that would need to come to an end and so forth in order for that person and I to fully grow and expand and so forth. So even though I'm saying this, it's just really an update for you guys, but don't, you know, I could come on a month from now and say it's completely over. I can come on a month from now and say, yo, he's still rocking with me. I'm still rocking with him. Like, who knows? But I just wanted to give you guys an update on my love life. And let's see. New music, you guys. I don't know about you, but I feel like the fall season kind of brings the best music. I know summer, you know, obviously has the summer anthems and summer jams. You'd be dancing and partying and stuff. But some of my new favorite songs, by the way, this is the 8th week that, or maybe the 10th week. One of those, Nicki Minaj's Super Freaky Girl has been on the top 10 Billboard. So shout outs to my girl, Nicki. Y'all know I'm a fucking barb to the death of me. So I'm really happy, really excited for her. She's been keeping her fucking foot on their neck. She's nonstop. She's got her Call of Duty deal. She's got her festival she's been headlining. She's got her upcoming powerhouse she's going to be up headlining, her Philly performance. She's got a lot in the works right now, and I'm just super proud of her because there was bitches in the game that was trying to end the motherfucking queen. Y'all know that shit wasn't gonna work. She said in the game 15 years ain't peaked yet, ho. Don't mess with the motherfucking queen. So yeah, she has a lot of new music. Love in the Way featuring Blue. She has a few Super Freaky Girl, Super Freaky Girl Roman remix, Super Freaky Girl the Queen mix. She has the Linkle mix remix with the Fine 9 remix. The bitch is coming with it, okay? So shout out to Nicki. Love you, girl. I am actually going to be having an entire episode dedicated to the motherfucking queen of rap, Nicki Minaj, coming up, and we're going to be discussing female rap beefs and a lot of other things. I'm actually really excited for that. I might bring my boy on for that episode just so we can have another perspective, another person's insight, and so forth. So keep an eye out on for that. And yeah, you guys, that was really just a real recap, quick recap, just to touch base with you guys, let you guys know what it is, what it ain't, and so forth. I'm trying to think if there's anything that I'm missing for this season 3, episode 1 intro, but I don't think so. I pretty much talked or touched on everything that I felt needed to be touched on. Here's an upcoming look at what to expect on season three. We do have season three, episode two. I'm going to be doing a 2022 recap. I'm going to be giving out travel plans, travel tips, and the best way that you can travel. As you guys know, I love to travel and I'm always doing it. So if I can share the tips and you guys can participate in things like this, why not? I'm going to be talking about the legalization of marijuana. As you guys know, it is voting time. So we got some politic topics to discuss. Rihanna's headlining the Super Bowl, so I want to get into that on my episode two. And the Queen of London, the Queen of London did die, so I want to get into that as well for episode two. And then we're going to do All Things Sex with Daddy Cream, a season three intro opener as well. We're going to play some sex games. We're going to have some truth or dare questions. Some really freaky questions like what's your biggest turn on during sex and so forth. That's for episode one with All Things Sex with Daddy Cream. And All Things Sex with Daddy Cream season three, episode two is going to be Daddy Cream's most memorable sex scene, Daddy Cream's worst sex scene, Daddy Cream's sexual fantasy and so forth. So you'll definitely want to stay tuned in for that. That's going to be kind of nasty and raunchy. And then for Javon Joseph season three, episode three, we're also going to be discussing credit, money tips, schools, education, and a lot more when it comes to that. But I just wanted to touch base with you guys and reintroduce myself. My name is Joe. I just wanted to touch base with you guys, let you guys know that life is still going on. I'm still being the best version of myself that I can, still living my best life, and hopefully here soon, coming up with the holidays and so forth, you guys will hear great news when it comes to me and my daughter. And I just want to say thank you guys for anybody and everybody who's listened and tuned in today. I really appreciate it. And yeah, y'all know the deal. Y'all know what it is. Thank you for turning in to Javon Joseph, the truth behind it all. Peace.